I think we're quite blessed this evening to have these five seminarians here with us this evening to pray with us, and we'll pray for them. So Isaiah says, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son." Do you think that Mary knew about this prophecy of Isaiah? I would say she probably did, but to me, it seems inconceivable that she would have thought that she was going to be the fulfillment of that prophecy, that she was going to be the Virgin Mother. As we all know, she was humble. Tradition tells us, too, that perhaps throughout her life, her young life before Joseph, she always wanted to be a virgin. That would have been quite unheard of in the Jewish world. Having a husband, having a family, that was eagerly sought after by pretty much all the young women of the time. But her question to the angel, after he announced that she would bear a son, might indicate that she was actually thinking to remain a virgin, and she couldn't understand how she could be both a mother and a wife, and yet remain a virgin. So she asked the angel Gabriel to clarify, saying, "How shall this be, since I do not know man?" She meant perhaps, "How shall this be, since I am a virgin and do not have sexual relations with any man and wish to remain a virgin?" So perhaps she wanted to say that she didn't want to have relations with any man. She wanted to remain virginal. That's our tradition. And at this point, the answer, as remarkable as it is, came from Gabriel, saying that she could remain a virgin and still bear a son. Of course, not in the normal way. She was to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, and then she would become pregnant. And she accepted this amazing prophecy from the angel and consented with her simple fiat, "Let it be done to me." And so it happened. She conceived a child by the Holy Spirit and was made to understand that he would be great, that he would be called the Son of the Most High. Do you think that she at that time realized that the angel was announcing the mystery we call the incarnation? Did she know that her son would be God from God, light from light, true God from true God? She knew, of course, that her pregnancy was miraculous, and perhaps she realized that the son she was carrying in her virginal womb was the Messiah. And I think she must have pondered the fact that she was going to be then the Queen Mother, because her son would be the long-awaited King, Messiah, making her then, of course, the Queen Mother. Surely when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, that fact was brought home to her when Elizabeth asked her how it was that the mother of my Lord, the mother of Adonai, should come to her. It is, of course, entirely possible that she received the grace to know that she was carrying in her womb the divine being, the Word himself, the second person of the Trinity. And I can only imagine what that thought must have done for her mind, how it must have overwhelmed her to think that she was the elected one. And of course, all these things were further confirmed for her through the dreams that Saint Joseph had at this time. As we heard in the gospel passage today, Joseph too was privileged to receive a special message from God's angel that Mary was to bear a son and that his name would be Jesus, meaning he would, a name which means he saves his people from their sins. Surely Saint Joseph must have talked to Mary and shared that fact, and Mary must have related to Saint Joseph how the angel came to her as well. These are recorded events, truly extraordinary events, and they are shared with us through the writings of the authors of the Gospels. They are therefore to be tested true and worthy of belief. They are in fact part of the good news of who Jesus is. And I think they leave us pondering how Mary and Joseph cooperated with God's plan of salvation. God allowed Mary to keep her desire to remain a virgin before the birth and during the birth and after the birth. And Jesus was truly her son in a wholly remarkable way. Through her, he was given his human nature, and at the same time, he retained his divine nature. And I think Saint Joseph must have been in awe of the woman that he had married. As a matter of fact, Saint Joseph must have respected her desire to remain a virgin, just as God did. Jesus was Mary's only son, and Saint Joseph adopted him as his own. He took care of Jesus and Mary. He acted as a true earthly father to him, and as a spouse to Mary. What amazes me is the fact that even though Joseph and Mary and Jesus lived in a little house in Nazareth, surrounded by close neighbors, no one even suspected that the Son of God was living right next to them. That's the way the humble God wanted it, and I'm sure Mary and Joseph also wanted it that way. This season of Advent invites us to contemplate with love these events and to thank the good God for coming to us in such a beautiful way and sharing our human story. Brothers and sisters, let us draw close to this holy family and, like Mary and Joseph, respond always with our own fiat to all that God wants us to do and wants to do in us.